You're listening to New Tinea. A deep brain signal told human stem cells to make more neurons. Researchers found that early physical contact from thalamic nerve fibers pushed human cortical stem cells to produce more excitatory neurons in laboratory assembloids. The effect depended partly on the gene NRXN1, offering a new view of brain development without showing how the process behaves in a living fetus. Long before the thalamus relays sights and sounds to a mature brain, its growing nerve fibers may already be helping decide what the human cortex becomes. A study published in Science on September 3rd found that direct contact from thalamic projections pushed human cortical stem cells to produce more excitatory neurons in laboratory models. The 30-second summary. Researchers fused thalamic and cortical brain organoids so early nerve fibers could grow from one region into the other. Physical contact increased outer radial glia and the production of excitatory neurons, especially upper layer types expanded in humans. Changing the contact-associated gene NRXN1 disrupted the effect, but the study did not test a developing brain inside a person. The peer-reviewed study addresses a timing puzzle. Thalamic fibers reach the developing cortex earlier in humans than the mature connections they eventually form with cortical neurons. The team asked whether those early arrivals were already sending instructions to neural progenitors. The fibers were not merely waiting for future circuitry. In the model, their contact changed which cells the cortex produced, building two brain regions together. The researchers grew small three-dimensional models of the thalamus and cortex from human stem cells, then fused them into assembloids. This let projections from the thalamic side extend toward cortical radial glia, stem-like cells that generate many of the cortex's neurons and support cells. Compared with cortex-only models, thalamic input promoted the proliferation of outer radial glia and increased excitatory neuron production. The change was strongest among upper layer neurons, which help connect different cortical areas and are especially expanded in the human brain. A contact point involving NRXN1. The effect required physical proximity rather than only chemicals diffusing through the tissue. The researchers traced part of the interaction to NRXN1, a gene commonly associated with proteins that organize connections between nerve cells. When the team used patient-derived cells carrying an NRXN1 mutation, the thalamic signals behaved differently and shifted the balance between progenitors and the neurons they made. That result provides a system for studying how one altered contact mechanism can reshape early development. Why this changes the developmental picture. Brain development is often described as a sequence controlled mainly by genetic programs inside each cell. The new work adds an external instruction. A neighboring brain region can influence cortical cell fate before its familiar adult circuit is complete. The result also shows why assembloids can reveal relationships that isolated organoids cannot. By connecting separately grown regions, researchers can observe migration, wiring, and tissue-to-tissue signals while still manipulating individual genes. What the experiment does not prove. An assembloid is not a miniature conscious brain and does not reproduce blood flow, maternal influences, or the full architecture of a developing fetus. The NRXN1 experiment does not show that this pathway causes autism or any other condition, and it offers no treatment. Its value is a testable mechanism that now needs confirmation across models and human tissue. Read the full article at newtinea.com.